Had they gone out and done a physical inspection, that it could be the 17% or whatever.
They get charged the 19% for this.
Or, I mean, we're still required, I think, to assess the property that comes up under the statute. So,
like I said,
we'll,
as soon as we're done with this, we're going to be out with a vendor.
So our increases have been anywhere from like 3 to...
And we will put 2023 up.
Most of the ones I've seen have been from 8 to 11.
But we will make one more trip.
Okay.
Typically, the ones that have gone up over 15 are the ones that have had exemptions in the past, BOE decisions, and then that's what kicks them up. This one, as far as I know, has not had that. I don't know. I don't know why it would.
Based on comparable properties, what is this? What is her property? I mean, do we have a comparable? We have anything at all?
Well, they, how would you do a comparable property analysis?
I'm trying to do that.
What I'm asking you, because I can't do MLS, I don't know. I mean, I thought that she would have to at least provide what she thinks it should be.
Correct. But what is, if there's going to be an increase, I have to have a basis for it. We already know we can't do above 15% if there was no physical inspection.
Right.
So what is the basis of increasing it? Or do we need to do what we just talked about and go back to 220 if we don't have a basis? I just need... I need a basis.
I'm fine. Go back to 220. Like I said, this whole thing is just a mess. But like I said, I have to clean up the computer system. There's something I can do.
I'm not trying to blame you. Yeah. I'm just asking you for our requirements. We have to have a basis for the increase. And if it's over 15, we got to have physical inspection. If you have a basis, I don't have a problem raising it some because everybody went up. But if we don't have a basis right now because you need to go back and reassess it, then I'll put her back at 220. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
I'm gonna bring.
That's what I was asking. Why we couldn't calculate based on what she had for the value last year, before we clean the computer up? Then that should be it. That's what I'm asking from Kyle Ulrich. But no one here seems to want to call to do that.
Well,
did Andy go?
He went somewhere.
So,
I mean, I can call him right here. I don't want to be rude, but I can call up this
or if you want to,
and ask him if he could run that just for her on the
or you can step out to do it. And
that's what I was looking
for. I'm going to bring us back to Wesley. I'm going to bring us back to BOE number 214. So is what we're discussing. BOE number 214.
Mona, would that be okay with you? Would that be okay with you if she runs it through just like we've done the other people?
If that's what's been done for other people. I don't want to be treated any different than anyone else.
Sure.
I don't want anyone else's taxes increased that went over 15% if it wasn't a physical inspection and necessary. So whatever you guys decide for everyone that's fair is fine with me.
Right, and that's what we're trying to do. I do agree with you. I think we both agree with you that if it's over 50%, you needed to have a physical inspection. Okay. So, but let's get that figure. We're going to get that figure as to what it would have gone up this year without this. And is this the new system with Ulrich?
With just the
Ulrich's not
a
new system.
I don't understand why some are 2 and some are 15. Where does the percentage difference
so
come?
So, like, they're the ones that are in the background.
Why do we have 2? Why do we have 17%? Is it because it was done without the programs? Or they
so
didn't
when
do
they're
it
trying
correctly.
To calculate
what's going on?
Property,
that's what I'm trying to figure out. Why do we have
that? There's a fair amount,
so
I think. We're running a report. We're running a report right now to give us all the numbers.
But they're saying
ones that
they,
are over 15%.
Somehow caused yours to go up 15% instead of just the 2.8 index amount. Does that make sense?
2.8 sounds.
Okay, so
like
help me understand
that on everybody.
Help me understand the index.
Okay.
The index is what. The state tax commission comes to the assessor's office, and they have to do an increase every so often because the values that are in the computer, if you understand, you got acres, you got houses, you got barns, etc.
Sure.
And so an index is to correct these values that are way behind.
Right.
So then to bring them up, they do an index, and she did a 2.8 index. We've done a 2% index. We've done a 1.98 over the years.
But the 2.8 doesn't mean that everybody just goes up 2.8, right?
2.58, by the way.
Or whatever it is.
It's the way they do the structures, because we're not doing the land.
Right, because in other words, it may mean that their tax bill amounts to a 14% increase or whatever random number we're talking about. The 2.58 doesn't just mean that it goes up 2.58% across
the
state. That's the main thing I wanted to. So that's why we're having this diversity of values, I think, right now. And so that's what I want to make sure that everybody. I don't want the public to believe that it's just going to be 2.58 for a particular property.
No, what it is, too. We're pulling out the land. We're pulling out anything that's not a residence, and that you're only getting the residence.
And I'm speaking out loud because I also know we're being recorded. I assume there are some citizens that are listening to us. I just want to make sure that they understand that, because we are trying to treat everybody the same. If you get that run from Ulrich, do you want to be here for it? I don't want to keep you if you don't have to be.
No, I'm just down the hall. But one concern I have on that, too, is like, okay, you say 5% it goes up, but what if the structure itself has decreased in value 5% just because of, and that's why we need the physical inspection.
Well, and that's why we said we're happy to go back out and do that for you.
And that's
the next tax season.
That's why we sent you the card.
Well,
I think the inspection happens before cards go out.
What we're going to go by is if the value, I think Jeff and I have gone back and forth enough, if the value that you are sent is more than 15% increase, then we can't honor that 15% increase, but we can value it at something less until that physical inspection is done on the property. She can always reassess later anyway, but I think that's the statute does require that on the 15%.
When you say reassess later for
like
2022's tax bill or 2023's tax bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 23, so it can be reassessed. Anyway, when you get that answer, will that be a bit, or can we go on and move on?
Yeah, I'll be listening so you can just...
We'll be waiting for a report to see what we're going to do, look at across the board. So coming back to the index, go ahead, Andy.
Well, no, Donna gave you the number on the number that went up over 15%. There was a little over 1,500, and I did not have him run new property because obviously that's going to go over 15%.
New construction.
New construction.
A blank piece of land, now they've built something. You can't go back to 2020 values on that.
Oh, 100% agree. And is there a way that we can mark out new constructions in that?
Removed from the report.
Yeah. And also, you said there are approximately 1,500. Are those just residential?
Yes. We did not pull commercial.
Because I was going to say that's the only thing the 15% issue applies to.
That we understand, at least.
Well, it says subclass 1, so I think it's pretty clear in the statute. It says subclass 1 property where a physical inspection is required, so it's only residential.
Okay.
I don't think we can stretch it to say commercial.
I'm not trying to stretch it for sure. I just, it's, law is muddy. That's why.
Always. That is a very good word, because you have to apply by this statute, and then you have this one that's in conflict with this statute, and you have to harmonize them.
Well,
it's not fun.
And we have legislators who are not lawyers, and
lawyers, and all the rest of the people, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so they write rules, and since we have term limits, none of the legislators know anything about what's going on or what happened 2-3 years ago, and so we have administrative and lobbyists running everything in Jeff City, which is, it's not that I don't want to throw some bums out, but you throw out the good with the bad, and that's why I don't like term limits.
Wow, that's interesting. First guy I know that didn't like term limits.
He has been a struggle for them, I know that.
Well, we have term limits. We've always had term limits. It's call or vote. It's just people don't get out and use it. That's my...
So we're tabling this one for right now, and we can go back to the.
If we have a correct figure or a figure come back, she may even agree with it.
If we are tabling this one right now, but I would like to have a little bit of understanding on the index, because it's a 2.58 index increase on the structure, not the land. So you extract the land, you have the structure. So...
Because when you think about it, the Honeycutt system is valuing your structure. Where you, it's a cost thing that says what it costs to build your house.
Okay.
And so, again, it went out of business in 1989. And so now how do you keep the lumber price and the whatever? So they go up incrementally. And different counties go up different amounts.
Chuck went up 2 point something a couple of years ago, yeah. 2 or 3 years ago, and the counties are trying to bring that up to real market value because you can't go out and buy a board today for what you could 5 years ago even.
Right. I mean, our lumber is obviously massively overinflated right now, and so that's creating issues, but...
And so now you can see, too, why I would choose not to move to a new system like Marshall and Swift. I would have to, of course, do the entire county, which I have to do anyway every 2 years. But that would put us, everybody's houses, like, let's say my house right now is $200,000. But on today's market value with that Marshall and Swift, we need to put mine at $4,000 or $5,000. I have to do that for everybody in the county. So we would have very shocking numbers.
And there's only a few counties that are using Marshall and Swift, even though their numbers are more market value, because of that reason.
Greene County moved to Marshall and Swift, and it's...
So can I... So looking at... Are we... Do we still have Mona's up here? So let's...
Yes.
Can I look at the structure? What's the structure value on this? Is that what it was? Was it 41,960? Is that what I'm seeing?
That's 21.
Okay, so what was the structure value in 2020?
It's been the same for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
The one I highlighted there is...
So it's 33,950. So if, and I'm just using this as an example here, I'm not trying to, I'm not,
33,950.
So I would take 2 point, I'm just trying to learn the math here.
The index doesn't kind of work that way.
My math teacher used to be the auditor, but anyway, he's not here anymore. So if I take 33,950 and I take this times 2.58?
No. No.
It's, you'll have to take your old index out first. So take your 33, whatever you said, 950, divide it by 2.25.
Okay, so that's the old one.
You gotta get your index, your old index out before you put your new index in. So you're going to come up with somewhere around $15,089.
And then you take it times the two.
So I divide it?
You divide it to get your old index out, is what he's saying. And then you take it times
the new
one, and that's the increase, right?
Or you could just take the difference between 2.58. and 2.25 and multiply.
And what's that supposed to be? 30, okay, so I have 15,088.
Yep.
Okay.
So take that times your 2.58, that'll get you your number.
Then you got to add all your land.
That's.
Then you gotta add the land back.
Hey, Con.
38,929.
That's okay. I sent you the parcel number. They're wanting that to be figured what it would have been if we.
But the land, did the land increase?
No, because something happened that she went over 15%.
What?
Something fell off.
Sure.
Changed her. So
where's my land value on here? Res land 5,000? It did raise. So it did raise.
The land did raise.
From your side.
That's the land value. That's that when they did the mass calculation.
Right. We have to get the index back in. We can't account for the fact that she wanted more than 17%. So it would have been where we had to push the recalculate button.